This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Only one way to ring the opening bell this morning, honor the two big news stories in the city, Scrim and the new Saints head coach, and for that we go to John Lennon. And the two have this in common, both Kellen Moore and Scrim, is that we have opinions, but we don't know how the story's going to end. So let's just settle back, relax, let the story unfold, and realize that it's just like starting over. Would be interesting to make a bet in Vegas, though. What's the better likelihood that Kellen Moore takes the Saints to the Super Bowl or Scrim stays at home? I hope they both happen. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about real estate in the area with Arthur Sturbco. If you got any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. That's the Oakland Art Jeweler talking text line. I'll pass them along. We'll come back. Tommy Tucker, WWL. February 12, 2024, you got a couple of days left till Valentine's Day, and if you're going to order flowers, I'd get going on it, because I tried to order them one Valentine's Day, because I forgot, and actually offered a florist like $400 to deliver some flowers across the river, and they refused to do it. They said they couldn't do it. And I look back and think, I'm glad that didn't happen, because that would have been a big waste of $400. Here we go. 80% chance for showers today, maybe 90% today and tomorrow. The rain really should move in sometime this evening, I think, is what they're talking about. And then maybe heavy after that and then linger into tomorrow. Highs today of 80, highs tomorrow of 67. Friday's going to be nice, a little respite from this summer-like weather we've been having, highs of 64 on Friday. Then another front comes through, rainy Saturday and Sunday. And then Monday it clears out and cools off, highs of 55 on Monday. And then back to 56 on Thursday after a little bit of warming. So we'll be a little more seasonal than we have been. Arthur Sturbco joins us now, local real estate analyst. Check in with him as we normally do to talk about real estate. How you doing, Arthur?
Doing terrific, Tommy. Good morning.
Tell me what the state of the market is in real estate.
Well, it's actually picked up a little bit, I'm glad to say. Seems to be a lot more interest from buyers, at least into the market and looking at properties. Part of that, I think, is we've got the winter doldrums behind us for the most part. And the nice surprise is, in such a short burst, has been the results of the Super Bowl, believe it or not. A lot of activity on websites, looking at houses in the greater New Orleans area. And the only thing I can attribute that to is the Super Bowl. A lot of attention on housing from people from out of state. A lot of website traffic from out of state.
So people come here for the Super Bowl and think that they'd like to live here and then buy a second home or a primary home? Or what are you saying, Arthur?
Well, we'll have to see the results this time. That did happen many years ago. We saw a surge in the summer. We had about a 15-18% increase in out-of-state people looking to buy. What they did first was they came and they rented, and it was a younger demographic that came in. It's pretty much the same thing that we see every year. Tell me how big the festivals are, and I can pretty much tell you what kind of a year we're going to have. It does tend to follow that. So Jazz Fest has always been a good barometer of young people moving into the New Orleans area. If the weather's great and we don't have rain the whole time, we seem to get a lot of traffic from people who want to come down here, visit, stay, meet each other, marry. It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
And I anticipate we may see that same phenomenon happen with Super Bowl.
Well, it can be a wonderful thing, Arthur, until you serve with those divorce papers. Then all of a sudden you realize you're breaking up a partnership and a business, and it can get ugly quickly. But I understand what you're saying. And going into Valentine's Day, let's just stick with that thought. You know what I was wondering about? I don't know if this really is in your wheelhouse or not, but Airbnbs, is it related to the Super Bowl? Because I understood that hotels were at full occupancy. And then as I drove around the West Bank, I was looking at this motel or that motel, Comfort Inn, what have you, and I was wondering, well, this thing in Westwego, is that filled up? This thing in Harvey off of the Manhattan, is that one packed with the Super Bowl? And then I thought about the role of Airbnbs, where they would be a lot closer than would a hotel in Harvey, et cetera. What do you know about that, or is that anything you deal with at all?
Oh, yeah. If you had an Airbnb during the Super Bowl, you were printing money that week. Mm. I mean, there's no question about it. There was an intense demand. I had four calls from out-of-state brokers that they were attending the Super Bowl. One of them was from Kansas City, and he says, I'll pay anything. I can't find anything in the French Quarter. You know, my wife and my family, can you get us six rooms? Do you know where we can find six rooms? And I went, six rooms? I know somebody in Baton Rouge. I mean, it was just crazy. I said, look, I really don't have a really great answer for you. I'm not sure how I'd be able to find that for you, to be blunt. So I referred him to just some online websites and just call these places directly and see if there's any cancellations. I really don't have any answer for you. So he wound up, I think one guy wound up staying with some friends he knew from college down here, and he called him up. He said, hey, come stay with us. And he said, okay. So anyway, I'm sure they found ways to make it happen. But I'm quite sure if you were a B&B, you were filled that weekend.
I'd like to hear from the audience here at 504-260-1870. If you do own an Airbnb, what was your business like during the Super Bowl? And I will also add, Arthur, that if anybody ever tells you again, I will pay anything, please refer me to them, or refer them to me, and keep these words in mind, we'll build to suit, okay? That's a real estate reference as well, right?
After I get finished with him, yes,
okay.
I will.
Hey, let me ask you this. Seriously, when it comes to commercial real estate, what does that mean, we'll build to suit? Because I've always wondered about that. Does that mean if you buy the property, they'll build it out, or what does that mean?
No, it means that the owner of the land is willing to build whatever you need and then lease it back to you. That's basically what it means. That way the buyer, or in this case the tenant, doesn't have to go looking for a loan to go build his building. If somebody wants to build a warehouse or anything, some usually it's a single user that's looking for something like that.
So I own a piece of land, and the sign says, I want a warehouse, and I see a piece of land, and the sign says, we'll build to suit. That means the owner will build a warehouse for me and then lease it to me? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Really?
And the benefit to the tenant is he doesn't have to use his capital on improvements. He can use it to go buy inventory, to go buy the materials he needs to resell to other people. So it's a way for him to conserve his cash and use it and make it liquid rather than put it into an illiquid building. While the building may improve and the land value may improve, he may not have enough money to fund cash flows, to hire personnel, to do other things, marketing. He'd rather use that money to go and create more business for himself rather than just own the real estate and let the real estate itself work value for him.
But that would have
to
be
it's win
based on a long-term lease, right? Because otherwise the owner of the land would wind up with a land with a warehouse that maybe somebody who else wants the land doesn't want a warehouse there, right?
Right. And the benefit to the landlord is he has to go borrow the money, but he's going to borrow the money conditioned upon the quality of the lease. So the lender is going to say, hey, Mr. Landowner, how are you going to pay for this building? He said, well, look, I've got this lease that's willing to pay me X dollars for the next 20 years at X percent, and it's going to go up every year, and here's his credit rating. So I want to see the value of your tenant, or I want to see the value of you, Mr. Landlord. Do you have other resources which will secure that loan? So the lender may look at either or both of those two conditions to make the loan to the landlord.
So I would think that better be a pretty strong business plan that the prospective tenant has, because that's securing the loan, right?
In today's world, 100%. Yeah, of course. Because again, that lender is going to want to, he's going to want to see some insurance on that building, and he's going to want to make sure that that tenant is very creditworthy.
Yeah, he'll want his money back, I'll tell you that. Arthur Sterbko is our guest, local real estate analyst. If you have any questions, 504-260-1870. Somebody texted in. You can address this, Arthur, when we come back. Wife and I are buying in Central City, surrounded by short-term rentals. Will these new rules prevent more being built? It's right around Brown's Dairy. I don't even know what the rules are on short-term rentals in the city and if they're being enforced or not. 622, traffic now, WW.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, catchy little tune there from California Psychic. 628, Arthur Sterbko is our guest. I'm Tommy Tucker. This is WWL. Arthur's a local real estate analyst. Arthur, somebody texted in and wanted to know about wife and I buying in Central City surrounded by short-term rentals. Will these new rules prevent more being built? It's right around Brown's Dairy. I haven't spoken about the rules on short-term rentals in a while, but are they being enforced? Do you know? What's the situation in the city?
You know, you can ask me almost any real estate question, and I will either know the answer or find a source for it. And the only thing I can tell you about short-term rentals is you have to consult the city's website. Mm. It is such a complex series of rules, regulations that change. So I really don't have an answer for the young man, young lady. I would suggest that, I hate to tell them, but if they have that serious a concern, they need to consult a local real estate attorney and ask him to review the rules for his specific area, because they do change depending on where his property is, even in Central City. So that's a real hard question to answer online for anybody. They really need some detailed homework.
At that, Arthur, when you look at enforcement in the city, and you know, I don't mean to drag the school board thing into it, but who's on first, what's on second, it's a crapshoot. Who knows? Tell me what the hottest areas are in the hottest zip codes in the area are right now.
Well, everything above Covington is doing very well. The Abita Springs area, Covington, that new bridge going over the Boga Falaya, it's bottling up traffic like crazy until they get that thing finished. But when that thing opens up, I believe there's going to be a floodgate of activity above that area, such that I really haven't seen in a long, long time. And part of it is certainly insurance. But a lot of it just has to do with density. It just people looking for more space, schools that are performing well, low crime areas, jobs are moving that way. So it's nice to see a lot of new apartments being built to accommodate some younger folks. So that part of the area is doing well. The rest of the area is doing okay. The luxury market is very solid, still very, very solid, has been through this whole insurance issue. We're seeing some lot sales that are kind of mind-scratching. One lot is up for sale in Chifuncta Club Estates for $625,000. That's the lot.
A lot. I couldn't even afford a little. Thank you, Arthur. Appreciate it. Arthur Sterbko, local real estate analyst. We come back, we'll talk to an economist at Wake Forest University who for years has been saying the penny needs to go. What do you think? Does the penny need to go or not? 504-260-1870. Time now, WWL First News. This is about as good as it gets right here, I'll tell you that. New Orleans' own Louis Prima. Shooby-dooby. Rat-a-tat-tat. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk with Robert Waples, a professor of economics at Wake Forest University. President Trump told the Mint, enough of the madness. Stop making the pennies. It costs us about a nickel to make every penny. Does that make any sense to you? Do you keep pennies? Do you care? What are your concerns? Somebody's texting in saying merchants are going to round up. Dr. Maples has done some research on that. We'll see what he has to say when we come back here on WWL. Somebody wanted to hear a little bit more of that, so there you go, 646, 14 till 7. President Trump has instructed the Mint to stop making pennies. Well, we spoke to Robert Waples, professor of economics at Wake Forest University, years ago about this. He's been studying it for years, and he's back this morning. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming back. We appreciate talking to you. This effort to eliminate the penny goes back historically how long? Do you know?
Well, it kind of picked up speed, I'll say, about 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that's when the value of the metal in the one-cent piece climbed above 1 cent. And so people were like, hey, the Mint's losing money doing this. Maybe it's a good idea to stop. And, of course, it's only gotten worse over time. Now it costs a little bit more than 3 cents to produce a penny and distribute it to people.
So why do we still do it?
I would say inertia. It takes some political actor to do something to stop this. And the Constitution clearly gives Congress the power to decide what our coinage will be. And so presidents have kind of not wanted to touch it. You might remember that President Obama said it would be a good idea to get rid of the penny, but he never did anything.
And look, let me just say this.
Now we have a president who's ready to do something.
Professor, I just wanted to say that because I think that's when you were first on with us, and people are thinking that I'm trying to pit one side against the other, and I'm not. The only thing I'm trying to do is I try to get people to look at the truth and not look at it through a political prism. Mm-hmm. And I just think this is a good moment to look at ourselves in the mirror and say, well, wait a minute. Are we looking at it through who's the president, or are we looking at it through is the penny a good idea or not? And that goes to government, right? And what's good and what's bad, and not who's the president. With me?
Yeah, you know, it'd be a good thing, I think, if every single president looked for efficiency improvements out there. And so you might not agree with all of them, but this one is the no-brainer. And I think it also passes constitutional muster because the president, the executive branch, clearly has the power to decide how many pennies we're going to make. So if they wanted to double them, they felt there was a need for that, or cut it in half, that's fine. Cut it all the way to zero. Well, I guess they could do that as well. And it, since it's, you know, just going to be an executive action, if there's a future president who wants to undo it, that person would be able to. And if Congress wants to step in and say, well, no, actually, we disagree, they could easily do that as well. And so, you know, I think it was clearly time for us to get rid of the penny, but mainly because, I will say, if there's anybody who is to blame, to credit, or whatever, for getting rid of the penny, it's the Federal Reserve. And that's because they control our money supply, and through that, as they create more money, cause prices to go up. And over the decades, the Fed's actions have caused lots of inflation, and prices have gone up, up, and away. And so that's why the penny is worth so little. Everything else's price is going up, and the penny is staying at 1 cent, like it says right on the front of the thing. So,
I know we talk about, you know, what a dollar in today was worth in 1960, right? Mm-hmm. Do we know what a penny was worth in 1960, or is that silly to even look at it that way, or can you?
You know, it's the exact same inflation rate, so I don't know 1960 per se. Let's take 1983.
Okay.
Since then, prices have somewhat more than tripled, which means that the penny's value has fallen by more than two-thirds.
So who would it hurt? Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back, because I want to talk about the pros and cons of this. I know you've studied rounding up, rounding down, who would it hurt? And then I know the last time we spoke, I remember specifically saying, well, what happens then? Do we go to the nickel at the next point or the quarter? Because I don't know about you, Professor, when I do buy things with cash, I tell the people, don't worry about the change. Just give me the closest thing to a quarter that you have, because I don't want to deal with it. I got a desk full of pennies and God knows what else. So we'll talk with Robert Waples more when we return, Professor of Economics at Wake Forest University. He's been studying the penny for years, and it makes absolutely no sense for the mint to make them, for them to be in circulation. President Trump said, you know what, it doesn't make any sense. Stop making them. But what happens? Do they remain in circulation? And then, I don't know. We'll talk about it when we come back. 650, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 656, 4 till 7, President Trump said. Yeah, Tommy Tucker, WWL, by the way. We're talking to Professor Robert Maples, professor of economics at Wake Forest University. He's been looking into the penny for a long time and talking about getting rid of it. President Trump said, this is crazy. We're spending, losing 3 cents on every penny we make. We'll never make it up in volume. Stop. So, Professor, what happens now, practically speaking, in the economy? So if the mint stops making pennies, there is still a whole bunch of them out there. What happens now?
Yeah, it's estimated that there are 240 billion of them out there. And the problem is that they're in our jars, you know, sitting on our bureau or something, and they're not
all
being
over
brought
the desk
into circulation. And so the store runs out, and what they do now is they ask the bank for some, and the bank asks eventually the mint for some, but now the mint won't be able to give them any more. And so I guess they'll probably put up signs saying, hey, bring back your change, like they did during COVID. But eventually there won't be very much change to bring back, because people will have lost days or just don't care because it's not worth their effort to bring it back. So I think then eventually you'll see stores putting up signs saying that due to penny shortages, we're going to round our cash prices to the nearest nickel. And, you know, what my research shows is that if you look at the last digit on your cash register total, it's not disproportionately a nine. I know there's a lot of $1.99s out there, but if people go to the store, they usually are buying more than one thing, and then taxes get slapped on top, and so the last digit's pretty random. And it'll be about as often that you round up from $1.99 to $2 as down from $2.01 to $2. And so that's where my research really comes in, because it shows that the customer's not going to get gouged in the process.
So what happens if it's five?
Yeah, well, to the nearest nickel. So let's say
$2. Oh, then you don't round anything. That's right. What am I thinking of?
If it's exactly right on the dollar, don't have to worry about it. And, of course, we're closing in on 90% of our transactions now being cashless. And so this really only affects you when you're paying with cash.
I'm allowed one dumb question a day, and I used it just now. Coleman, write that down, please. I use my dumb question. What happens if it's five? You round up to the nickel. That's what you do. Is this going to hurt anybody? Because somebody texted in and said it must be nice not to need your change, but that's not the fact for everyone. I take every cent I am owed. It adds up. It really does. I don't know. Does it add up or not?
Yeah, and so it doesn't really add up. And so I know there are people who count every single penny, and here they're going to once in a while lose a penny or two on a transaction, but then gain back a penny or two the next time they do it. And so you can even game the system if you want to, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say that it's $1.99, and you know it's going to get rounded up to $2, so you pay with your card. Now it's $2.01, and you know it's going to get rounded down to $2, so you pay with cash, and you save a penny that way. So you could actually slightly gain a few pennies here and there by deciding whether you're going to pay with cash or with your card. I think the main people who are going to get hurt by it are the people who work in the zinc industry, because your penny is 97.5% zinc, and that's the lobby, Americans for Common Sense, that has been lobbying to keep this penny all along. And then there's some workers at the U.S. Mint who are going to be out of job because about half the coins they make are pennies, and so I don't know what proportion of the people there are going to get laid off, but some of them will lose their jobs.
Economic displacement, it happens. Thank you, Professor. Appreciate your time. We'll have you back, I hope. Robert Waples, Professor of Economics at Wake Forest University.
Well, what happens if it's five?
Hey, dummy, they rounded up to the nickel.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.